Nah, forget soccer. We'll do that. We've done that already. We're going to talk cricket again, Webby. One of the guys turning out for the Sydney Sixers is Ryan Carters. He's also got a charity that he not involved with. He founded it. Thanks very much. The Batting for Change charity. You tell us a bit about that and to see how things are panning out for the Sydney Sixers. It's great to have him on the line. G'day, Ryan.
Hi, Jimmy. Hi, Andrew.
Look, let's look at this thing overall. The Big Bash game, I know it was the dreaded rivals, the Thunder. They went on the last ball with a six, and then you see Chris Lynn and Brendan McCullum hitting sixes left, right and centre last night. It's just such an entertaining competition. It must be a thrill to be a part of it.
Yeah, well, we're so excited every time a game comes up. We love playing in front of packed stadiums. As you say, the standard is just getting higher and higher. We're seeing more sixes and bowlers having to find new innovations in order to counter that.
It's like a game of cricket in the middle of a rock concert. When you're out there in the middle, you know, you've got to keep... Is it difficult to keep your head?
Yeah, it's a real challenge, I think. It's one thing having the skill, and another thing is having the boys to actually pull that skill off, and that's why someone like Chris Lynn, who we saw go bananas last night, is so impressive, because he can do it, but he can do it so often under all that pressure. It's really remarkable.
Yeah. So do you get together when you are preparing for games? And I know you're not part of the bowling team, but do they get together and do they look at tape of players? Do they say, okay, these are his hitting zones. What if we do this? How can we, you know, field placements? Hard to set a field for Chris Lynn unless you're about 10 rows back.
Yeah, well, I think something we talk about, we certainly do go through each opposition player and look at their video and where they tend to hit their boundaries.
Yep.
But we also talk about the fact that if you bowl a good ball that you're happy with and it goes for six, which happens a lot these days,
yeah,
then you've just got to accept that. Don't try to chase your tail too much, or else you usually get into more trouble trying to come up with a solution when in fact you bowled a pretty good ball. It just happened to be a good shot.
Mm. Mm. Now, the couple of the English guys who've been out, Jason Roy and Sam Billings have headed home, but I think Michael Lum's arrived. Nick Maddison's back from the test squad, which is good news for the Sixers, bad news for Nick, and probably bad news for you, Ryan. Are you going to get a game against the Renegades on Monday the 9th?
I'm not sure yet. I haven't picked the team. Obviously, with the departure of Roy and Billings, as you say, I'm hopeful to slot in after only playing one game so far in the Big Bash. But, yeah, the selectors haven't let me know either way yet.
Do you feel that pressure? Like, just say you do get the game and there's the opportunity there and... You know, there's the pressure of the game, and then there's the individual pressure as well. Look, you want to try and stay in the side.
Yeah, it's always nicer in cricket when you've had a run of three or four games in a row so you can find your feet. But I've certainly had the experience in past seasons so that I know what I'm doing out there on this sort of stage. So if I get the chance, I'll just stick to what's worked for me in the past.
Mm. Aside from what happens on the field, you're doing great work off it with the Batting for Change initiative that you've got. That you started that in 2013. For the uninitiated, can you just tell us exactly what that is and what it entails and how much good work and how much money, importantly, you've raised in the last 3 years?
Yeah, absolutely. So I wanted to do something to help some of the most vulnerable people in the cricket playing world after travelling around the cricket playing world myself through my career. And I partnered up with the LBW Trust charity, and we support education for young women who have grown up in slum areas on less than a dollar per day around Mumbai, around rural Sri Lanka, and now a new project in Kenya. And what we do is we ask supporters of the Big Bash to log on to battingforchange.com.au and pledge to donate $1 or $2 for every six we hit, us being the Sydney Sixers. So usually we hit around 40 sixes for the comp, so $1 a six would be $40 across the course of the sun earned. We really rely on people at home logging onto that website to make these pledges. And then it's amazing how far, if everyone does that, it really adds up. So far, we've raised $56,000 this year.
Wow.
But our target is $150,000. So with half of the tournament to go, we really need a surge in donations, and that'll help us educate 600 women if we hit that target of $150,000.
You've got Moses Enriquez involved, Nick Maddison's involved, Steve O'Keefe, Curtis Patterson, Elisa Healy and Ed Cowan. And that must have been one of the things that encouraged you to... Ryan, the fact that these people were so willing to be involved.
Yeah, as you said, those are the Batting for Change ambassadors, and they've been extremely generous with their time and energy. Mm. And also, the Sixers and Thunder players have been very generous with their money as well. They've donated a total of $20,000 across the two teams.
Yeah, right.
Which is an amazing contribution, I think, and hopefully that sort of leadership inspires people at home to also get on board to show that we all, while we love cricket, we also care about educating women in the cricket playing world, because everyone deserves an education.
Was there anything in particular that you saw overseas that prompted you to do this?
Yeah, it was really the inequality. Like, you'd be playing in a stadium in a city like Chennai or Mumbai 1 minute, and then the next minute you're outside the stadium and you see people living in conditions of squalor where they barely have a roof over their head, let alone clean water, fresh food, and a shot at a decent education. So for me, it was about just seeing that this is so unfair, and that a small amount of money, like $200, can support a woman's education, which is incredible. That sort of money doesn't go as far somewhere like Australia.
No. The website again?
battingforchange.com.au.
There you go, battingforchange.com. Any chance of getting Chris Lynn involved in this six-inning thing?
He's hit more than some of the other teams combined so far. So.
He's incredible.
Maybe we'll have to talk to him next year.
Yeah. Let's hope you get a game on Monday, and then there's another one against the Thunder. That'll be a big one, the 14th of Jan as well, the crosstown rivals. Ryan, great stuff that you're doing off the field, and let's hope you can get that season going for you on the field with the BBL.
Thanks, Jimmy. Good to chat.